And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. It's Thursday. That means it's theater day. And we are pleased to welcome back Jay Wynn Russick, our theater critic. Judy, how you doing?
Fine. Thank you, Tom.
So you have just been on a world tour, including China and other points east. And you've come back with a touch of bronchitis. But we appreciate that you're going to come in and tell us a little bit about Twisted Melodies. It's a one-man show that's at the center, Baltimore Center Stage. Got to get used to that new name.
Yes.
Baltimore Center Stage. It'll be there through the middle of next month. So it's a biographical show about Donnie Hathaway. So there's a name that maybe not everybody's going to recognize as the name, but they will certainly recognize some of his tunes. The closer I get to you. Right, I mean, do you think that's right? I mean, maybe people don't associate the name with so many really great hit pop tunes.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, I didn't know his name. And Kelvin Rostin Jr., who wrote and stars in this show, told the Baltimore Sun that he didn't know much about Donny Hathaway before he began working on the show about a decade ago. But I'm certainly familiar with some of Donny Hathaway's recordings, and that one included. And I'm sure that some of our listeners are too, particularly the duets he recorded with Roberta Flack. That was one of them. They met when they were both at Howard University. Where Is the Love? That's another song I'm sure listeners are familiar with. Donny Hathaway even recorded the theme song for the TV series Maude. So we know his work. And he worked with Aretha Franklin and Curtis Mayfield, the Staple Sisters. And Hathaway also wrote songs and arranged songs. Most of his recordings are from the early 70s, but he died young. He was only 33, so he didn't get to build up a body of work like some of his contemporaries did. The play starts with him sitting at a keyboard in a hotel room. He's singing a song that he's recording with Roberta Flack, You Are My Heaven. There's a lot of music in this show, as you might expect. I brought a sample of Kelvin Rostin singing another of Hathaway's famous covers. This is Leon Russell's A Song for You.
I've been so many places in my lifetime. I've sung a lot of songs, made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now.
Great Leon Russell tune. We're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. That's Kelvin Rostin Jr. He's starring in Twisted Melodies at Baltimore Center Stage. Now, as we mentioned, Twisted Melodies is a one-man show, and Kelvin Rostin actually wrote the script. I didn't realize that. That's interesting. If he wasn't that familiar with Donny Hathaway when this all started, how did this thing happen?
Well, and I should say he's also the show's music director, so he wears a lot of hats. The show started about 10, 11 years ago in Rostin's hometown of St. Louis, and it started as a half-hour touring educational show. He expanded it into a full-length show after Rostin moved to Chicago and became affiliated with a theater called the Congo Square Theater Company. And Congo Square did this show about 3 years ago. So he started out writing it as this touring show for kids, really, and became more familiar as he went on. And he has also now taken the full-length version back to St. Louis, back where it started, and he's kept working on it all along. Even here in Baltimore, he says in the program he's been exploring and deepening it.
So there are, of course, lots of sort of famous biographical one-person shows. There's one about Mark Twain. I've seen one about Harry Truman, Emily Dickinson, even Carrie Fisher, who passed away recently. She starred in a one-person show. I saw that down at the Hippodrome here in Baltimore. It was about her own life, and you reviewed that. Is there a central conceit? I mean, is there a particular device in Twisted Melodies? I mean, why is Donny Hathaway talking to us?
Well, I should say to start that the play takes place on the last day of Donny Hathaway's life in a New York hotel room. Donny Hathaway had serious mental health problems, paranoid schizophrenia, depression. He had a lot of demons, and they come to haunt him on stage in this play. He was having a comeback after, as he puts it, 5 years of no music. I do have to say, personally, I've always found the theme of genius stemming from mental illness a very troubling one. when we see Hathaway actually getting something done here, he's clearer-headed. He acknowledges that music has been a way of coping and taking the demons off of him, but that ultimately his pain and his music can't be separated. But to get back to your question about the audience's role, the show has a very, very clever way of incorporating the audience. The character of Donny Hathaway looks out and sees us, and he acknowledges us. He thinks that we are his muse. He calls us his angels. Now,
he doesn't think that we're in his hotel room.
Well, now, that's a good point, because remember, I said that he's delusional, and he sees things, and he sees people who aren't there. So why shouldn't he see us, the audience? And Rostin gets the audience involved in Donny Hathaway's song, The Ghetto, one of his better-known songs that he co-wrote, actually. And acknowledging the audience also gives the character a reason to tell us about his past. So he talks, for example, about his grandmother, who was a gospel singer and introduced him to music. He toured with her. He was billed as the nation's youngest gospel singer. I think this started when he was 3 years old. I brought a clip of him telling how his grandmother insisted that he practice, even when he was just a toddler.
Little Donnie, do this. Little Donnie, do that. What you doing? Where you going? What'd I say? And she was tough, Jack. Sat me down at that piano for hours. Hours. Now, I'm 3 years old. I want to play outside. She say, LaDonnie, where you going? Huh? If you can hum, you can hear. I want to play outside. Play outside? She say, play inside. Outside, inside. Ooh, boy, if it ain't a note on that piano, I don't want to hear it.
Well, we know stage mothers. They're also stage grandmothers. It sounds like that's Kelvin Rostin. He plays Donny Hathaway in Twisted Melodies at Baltimore Center Stage. Now, you mentioned that this show obviously includes a lot of music. So how does that get integrated into the storyline?
Well, as you can imagine, it's kind of a natural here. And the music starts, as I said, at the very beginning. The part we just heard goes on to have him playing the kind of piano exercises that his grandmother had him working on when he was a small child. I didn't count up all of the songs or the song fragments in the show. There are a lot of them, and Rostin spends a great deal of time at the keyboard. In some cases, he uses songs to illustrate what Donny Hathaway is saying. She Is My Lady is a song he writes when he meets the Howard co-ed that he goes on to marry. In other cases, we see how music is an outlet for him, like a song near the end, Someday We'll All Be Free. He says, you thought I was talking about my people. I was talking about myself.
So this is a one-man show, and obviously that is rife with challenges. It's difficult form, not just for the actor. It could also be difficult for the audiences. I mean, you know, there's just nothing else to look at other than this one person. How well does Mr. Rostin do? I mean, he's a playwright. He's a performer. He's in charge of the music. How's he pull this thing off?
Well, I should probably mention that the production is directed by Derek Sanders. Rostin didn't also direct it. And it has some fairly complex design elements. Alan Edwards' lighting and Mike Tutai's projections can be a bit much. They almost overtake Rostin's script and his performance, which is quite good. The set, however, by Courtney O'Neill has some really neat tricks. It does some really neat tricks, especially at the end. Rostin throughout does a very good job singing as well as acting. I mean, he has been living with Donny Hathaway's spirit now for so long, he's truly absorbed it. And this is a very intense, very involving show. I have to add, Twisted Melodies happens to be the third biographical or largely biographical play set in a hotel room that Baltimore Center Stage has produced in the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah, there's the One Night in Miami.
Night in Miami, 2015, play about Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X and Sam Cooke and Jim Brown. Kwame just directed it to great acclaim in London.
Kwame Kwayarma, the artistic director.
Exactly, exactly. And then you might remember they did a play called The Mountaintop in 2013, about Martin Luther King, coincidentally also on the last night of his life. I'm sure all of this is coincidental, and these are very good plays. Mountaintop, a particular favorite of mine, but Between you and me and the listeners, I think it might be time for Center Stage to get out of the hotel room.
Well, you know, you get a set, you pay for a hotel room set, you want to get your money's worth, you know? Golly. Well, good for them. So that's Twisted Melodies. It's at Baltimore Center Stage. It's there until April 16th. And, of course, we've got a link to details about showtimes, et cetera, on our website. Come on over to WIPR.org/midday. So next week, we're going to talk about another musical or a heavy on music play. It's called Los Otros. I had the great pleasure of interviewing the composer and the lyricist of that. It's at the Everyman Theater. So that'll be fun.
Yes, and I was very jealous of that interview. It was a great interview. Yeah. And I have to say, I'm very honored to follow Judy Collins talking about Stephen Sondheim. Be still my heart.
Yeah, Stephen Sondheim, a favorite of yours, and Judy Collins, a favorite of everybody. All right, every so often we just have Judy days here on Midday. You know? That's not a bad thing. All right, appreciate it, Judy, and feel better. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week. Lunch today was provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each and every day, all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. Before we go, I want to let you know about a big event happening in Annapolis this weekend. The 5th Annual Annapolis Film Festival opens tonight with the director Rob Reiner. He's going to introduce his new film, LBJ. And over the course of the weekend, there will be more than 70 narrative and documentary feature films and shorts screened at the festival. In addition to Rob Reiner, there'll be lots of directors and actors speaking at panels throughout the festival, which runs until Sunday. Again, come to our website, wipr.org/midday, and we'll have a link for the complete schedule of films and events. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, it's the Midday News Wrap. I'll be joined by Francis Sellers of the Washington Post, E.R. Shipp from Morgan State University, and Andy Green of the Baltimore Sun. No paucity of things to discuss this week in the news. I hope you can join us then. Thanks for listening. Here and Now is on the way right after a break for the news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you were with us. Have a great day.